Now you may think, because you've been in church a long time, that you have matured to rightly know how to handle things. I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. So I need for you to listen, pay attention, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. There are some places now that we have to go that we never have been in the spirit realm. There is a demonical resistance from the children of God or over the children of God who is designed to take over. But they don't know how. I'm going to say something drastically, but I have to say it in this realm. We got too many faith conventions. Faith, 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 faith convention. Faith convention, faith convention. The Bible talks about the measure of faith. The Bible talks about mustard seed faith. Then the Bible talks about having master faith. Yes. And then the Bible talks about having mountain moving faith. You have them now. And so you're constantly being taught about faith, which is elementary.
What?
And you're studying faith, studying faith, studying faith, and you're not moving like you should. Because the Bible decrees studying about faith, faith, faith is elementary. I'll show it to you in Hebrews 5. And this morning, I'm going to ask you to mature with me, all right?
Yes.
All right, nod your head, man. Just tell me, yeah, all right. I look at certain people, I want you to mature with me. So sit down. Open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 10. And I want you to know I brought my warfare Bible with me this morning. It's actually called a warfare Bible. Been having it a long time. See, it says, spiritual warfare Bible. It's in the New King James Version. I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 10. And I'm going to make two statements before I read. You're going to have to move from Sunday school teaching to operate in God's supernatural kingdom.
Yes, sir.
So that's what we're talking about this morning, operating in, knowing how to operate in God's supernatural kingdom. Say that with me. Knowing how to operate in God's supernatural kingdom. All right. And then also there's a transitional period here. Even in this church with the praisers, I'm telling you the song they're singing, outstanding, giving glory to God. Because here's what the Lord told me. We're going to change from concert to covenant. I better say that again. We're going to change from having concerts in the church to covenant singing. That our mind is not on the jazz part, but our mind is on Jesus.
Yes,
and you having that transition here, whether you know it or not, I love those girls. Those girls, I watch them. They're anointed and they're submitted.
Yes,
and they're flowing. And that's what we need. And that's why this atmosphere. Also, I want to announce katalama shakata. That you're ready to make a shift and a move. Y'all fighting too many unnecessary battles. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
I said you're fighting too many unnecessary battles. You already got that thing won. But immaturity, now I'm just going to say it like I'm hearing it. Immaturity make you a stool pigeon. The enemy just mess over you. And you're just praying, reading. No, let's grow up. We're going to pray and read, but we're going to know what we're doing.
Yes, sir.
All right? So that the kingdom of God is a supernatural kingdom.
Yes.
And you have to learn how to live in it supernaturally, and you can't do it immaturely. And what have happened in the reading this morning, it's going to bring a new category in the spirit. A category in the spirit that the body of Christ has not touched properly because of a lack of apostolic. So you're about to go into a new category. And you know the Bible talks about separation, being set apart. Y'all know it, right? Bible talks about being different. Uh-huh. The church too regular. We fit in too good with everybody. And they call it love, but a lot of times it's not love, it's ignorance. We fit in with everything that come up to us. Love them. No, you can't love that that opposes God. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, what you're about to read, a certain word going to be pronounced more than one time, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4. You'll catch it, what you're about to read, because I want that word to settle in you when I start opening up this supernatural kingdom to you and how you fit in and how there will be promotion in your life this morning. Thank you so much. When God tells you there's going to be promotion in your life this morning, you're supposed to get set and get ready to go. But the norm is so acted upon within the body of Christ. Come to church normally to talk about a God who is not normal. And you shouldn't come to church and receive the same. This is not a concert. This is a covenant. This is not Sunday school. This is supernatural. And so all my visitors, you've come from different places. I want you to have this experience this morning as the Holy Spirit move among us to show us something. Now I'll say again what the Spirit is telling me. After this morning, your life will never be the same. I want you to sit down and write, I'm about to step into a realm. I'm about to step into a realm. A realm that I've never seen before. I've been in this 52 years. I know them realms when we hit the rim. And now I want you to listen as we read Isaiah, the prophet, in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as have escaped of the house of Jacob will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. Verse 21.
Yes, sir.
Verse 21.
Yes, sir.
The remnant.
Yes. Yes.
Will return. The remnant.
Yes.
Of Jacob to the mighty God.
Yes,
for through your people, O Israel, be as, for though your people, O Israel, be as the sand of the sea, a remnant. Of them will return.
Yes.
Now you ought to know now it's time for the remnant to return. You ought to know
that.
We'll find out who the remnant is in a few minutes. See, we're talking on decreeing on Wednesday.
Right.
Satan have decreed destruction on the church.
Wow.
And he believe it. The destruction decreed shall overflow with righteousness. The destruction that is decreed should be overflowed with righteousness.
Yes, sir.
People who walk in the revelation of who they are, what Satan have decreed gonna happen, it can't happen to them. They already know I'm above that. I got blood on me. I have the name of Jesus that is above every other name. Satan have decreed on the church to be a stepping stone.
Uh-huh.
He have decided that the church gonna stay in the concert and not in the covenant, in Sunday school and not in the supernatural. For you know, once the church, that remnant step out in the supernatural, I said that remnant. Step out in the supernatural, God do not need nothing but a remnant. He know most people in church don't sit around and sing and wait to go to heaven, but he needs somebody down here to make the world recognize heaven has already come. Heaven is living on the inside of me. All the glory, all the power, all the abilities of God is already in the earth realm on the inside of me. I'm no longer in Sunday school. I'm in the supernatural. I stayed in Sunday school a long time, but it's time now for conversion. I don't have to ask somebody how it's gonna come out. I tell it how it's gonna come out. I got power in my words, power in my thoughts, power in my hand, power in my mind. I'm a packer. I'm carrying the kingdom of God on the inside of me. I don't have to ask nobody else. I don't have to ask science or technology or man or academic, am I going to make it? I already made it. I'm a child of the living God. Realm. Sit down, write that word down. Realm. Remnant. Revelation. Come on, right? Realm. So you're in a certain realm. You're in the spirit realm. So you're in a supernatural realm. Right now, you are.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the first 6 or 7 weeks you should have been taught about faith. But we have made faith a worldwide subject. It's I got faith. It's time. God said he gave me the measure of faith. So realm, I want you to think realm, living in a realm, a supernatural realm. And I want you to know only a remnant in the church is going to operate in that realm. 12 spies, it was only 2 come out. Now the thing is, you decide where you're going to be. Are you going to be in the realm? Are you going to be religious? Are you going to be hold on to your rituals? And when revelation comes, don't recognize it. See, because the Holy Spirit, next 10 or 15 minutes, the Holy Spirit is going to hit this place.
Yes, sir.
And for lack of a better word, there will be a graduation today.
Yes.
Your lifestyle will change in one service. It don't take 14 services. The Lord can do it in one service, because I believe that some people are ready to go. I said, I believe that some people are ready to go into a different dimension of living. Oh, my God. You're going to be so happy, you're going to dance all in front of Mary. But you know, all them little Mickey Mouse things you've been dealing with, you're going to look at them and say, who you talking to? See, because it's a whole lot different between Sunday school and supernatural. And I watch, they got all these concerts in the church, but no covenant. Or they look real. They look like they're happy, but it ain't no power. See, because when you get in the right realm, holiness show up. I sit down. Let me finish getting these words, and I'm going to go back to the scripture, all right? Rim, remnant, revelation. Revelation had to be there because for the next word, application. The next word is you're going to live in a life of manifestation. Then you move up a little higher to a life of demonstration. You're going to be a God demonstrator. I got to read on. Go back to verse 22. A remnant of them will return. Now I'm reading the New King James Version. The New King James Version, so it'll be a little clearer. The destruction decree shall overflow with righteousness. In other words, what Satan has set out to do to the believer will be overcome by righteousness. Now let me show you that. Let me show you. You got to see this. Go to Romans 14, 17. We'll come back there. Put your finger there. Because I want you to see these things. I'm seeing them. The Lord is just flowing. Romans 14, 17. We're talking about a supernatural kingdom, right?
Yes, sir.
And you have a divine right to live supernaturally in that kingdom, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, supernatural, I got some visitors here. So supernatural means is the demonstration of the spirit and power. Supernatural. When I'm talking about supernatural, I'm talking about demonstration of the spirit and of power, that no trouble, no situation, no demon, no enemy, no group or nobody can stop. When the spirit is in demonstration, and when the power of the kingdom is in demonstration, no one is able to stop you or block you. So the Lord calling you out to be a divine demonstrator. In other words, you right now supposed to be in every situation you're supposed to be discriminating heaven in all of your affair.
Yes, sir.
You should have a heaven demonstration on all of your affairs, because you have the ability to function in the supernatural. So therefore, let me tell you two words to understand. There should be no limit in your life. There shouldn't be no impossibility. Boy, y'all don't want to talk to me in here this morning. This is too powerful for y'all to sit there and act like you at a Cracker Barrel or somewhere. Listen, there's no limit, because you're part of the remnant. You're part of the revelation. You're not in Sunday school no more. You're not running a 95 faith convention. You're ready to operate in the supernatural. You know you're capable. You're not looking at the other person who you think know more than you. One little word going to get you out of everything. I'm going to spell it. L-E-D. He's everywhere you are. Ready to lead you into green pasture in every situation. All you got to do is yield to him. You don't have to be that smart. You don't have to be the A student in your class. He's looking for weakness. Because he can use weakness better than he can use strength. Somebody said, Lord, I can't make it unless you bring me there. He ain't looking for nobody to quote 95 scriptures to him. He's looking for somebody to say, Lord, I'm depending on you. Yeah, this is the only scripture I know. I know half of it, but I know you can take me there with half of it. Whether you know it, Word of Life, you're in a new dimension online. What did I tell you, Tony? All right, you got that? Righteousness, peace, and joy? Huh? Why you get so disturbed sometimes then? You supposed to be living in righteousness, peace, and joy. This little Mickey Mouse problem will come up, and you worry about it for 14 months. Why don't you pour your righteousness out? And then he says, and the joy in the Holy Spirit, don't lose it because something's going on. Sit down. Let me go back and try to finish reading my text. Isaiah 10. Now, theologian. And Bible seminoles would not be able to keep up with this. This rim declares, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now please hear this, that you are not a regular person. Once you walk into a store, or once you walk in, the regularity of that place is over. Because you walked in. You walked in as a redeemed. Full of righteousness. And operating in another realm. Because you, out of all your Sunday school faith classes, yes, I know we need to have faith. I'm in agreement with faith. I'm a study of faith. But you got to measure faith. Romans 12:3 says you got it. Then Jesus explained about how powerful is mustard seed faith. All he's trying to tell you, you got the faith. Now, all your faith needs is some experiences. The experiences that you're going through life, the opposition that you're going through in life, they all they are is satanic attack and faith training. You didn't hear. Oh my. So everything you're dealing with is just for you to find out how powerful you are. And how strong your faith really is, and that nothing and nobody can stop you because you're a child of the living God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All of your problems come to an end this morning. They may be there, but you know they can't control you because you're walking in divine authority. Out of Sunday school, not just depending on a preacher. I'm going to find out. All this land on the hand after you've been in church 20 years shouldn't be, that stinking hand shouldn't be on you. She should be slapping you side the head instead of laying hand. Bow, go do what I told you to do. But your land hand, you falling out. Land hand, you falling out. Next month, land hand, you falling out. Land hand, when you going to start land hand, somebody going to fall out under you. You've been trained to be baby. Woo, you heard that? The body of Christ at large been trained to be baby. But not yet, baby, you're going to grow up. You don't know how to fight your battles. Because I'm about to show you something. I'm trying to hold. I'm about to show you something about this. Now I feel the presence of God. Because he won't. See, he's looking for that remnant. Are they here? And I'll tell you what it is, baby. Growing up. Some of y'all are so powerful and don't know it. Because you keep going back to Sunday school. And keep back going to studying faith. Studying faith. You got faith. Yes. Use it now. Yes. Don't study it. Use it. Yes. Release the faith. Yes. Laying on of hand is elementary in the spirit. Yes. You're supposed to be a hand layer. Yes. You're supposed to get no hand laid on you. Every 15 months. You wanted a hand layers. But if I keep laying, no, I went through all, I think I laid a hand on one couple that just told me they got married 3 months ago. I ain't laid a hand on nobody. I'm tired of making babies. That's elementary sex. Chase, you look at me so crazy. I just said, I'll tell you, I'll answer you back. Just land hand, let people grow up. Make your own baby. Sit down, let me try to finish reading. Hallelujah! 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 Who's gonna help me up in here? Who ready to live their real Christian life? Who gonna be a part of the remnant? When you get back home, you look at that situation in your home different. You look at that situation in your body different. Don't plan to be sick on medicine the rest of your life. Talk to it. Talk to that part that's not working right. Call things that be not as though they were. Call it healthy. Call it strong. Call it young. Call it operating. Talk to your pocketbook. You ain't got no business being empty. Oh, shut up. I want you to point at one person and tell them, you have so much authority. Will you start using it, please? Sit down, sit down, sit down. Certain lady said to you, I'm not going to call her name. She turned 90. Still in our right mind? Isn't that wonderful? You 45 talking about you old. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead and sit down. I need to look at verse, the B part of verse 22 again in Isaiah 10. I'm reading, like I said, I'm reading out the New King James version of my war Bible. But it says, a remnant of them will return. That's what I'm trying to get accomplished here. And the destruction decreed shall overflow with righteousness. So the destruction will not bother you anymore. All right. Let me go to the 24th verse now. The 23rd verse. For the Lord God of hosts will make a determined end in the midst of all the land. Therefore, thus said the Lord God of hosts, O my people who dwell in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. He shall strike you with a rod and lift up his staff against you in the manner of Egypt. For yet a very little while, and the indignation will cease, as will my anger in their destruction. And the Lord of hosts will stir up a scourge for him like the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Arab. As his roar was on the sea, so will he lift it up in the manner of Egypt. Verse 27.
Glory to God.
It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder. And his yoke from your neck. All you got to do is grow up. And the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, actually, I want to teach you from Isaiah 11, chapter 11. Now, since you're ready to go. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse. Y'all know who that is, right? And a branch shall grow out of his roots. Now, here where we here's where it hit the rubber, hit the road. In verse 2 of Isaiah chapter 11. This is the way to live supernatural. You have to know the sevenfold manifestation of the Spirit to live supernatural. It called him the seven spirits, but I know it's one Holy Ghost. But I know that's a sevenfold manifestation you got to catch hold of that you can switch to anyone at any time. Otherwise, you be switching in the spirit realm. Y'all don't want me to talk to you. You have this sevenfold anointing you can switch gear into at any time. The Holy Ghost. There's a sevenfold anointing rest on a remnant of the body of Christ who yields to it. You can shift gear at any moment. When you see what they are, baby, just lay on the floor. When you see what you can start shifting because let me show it to you. Jesus Christ. Let me get in this Bible here too.
Yes, sir.
My God, I'm about to show you something that people work in one aspect of the Holy Ghost, but he's a sevenfold spirit. The apostle, what I said?
The apostle.
The Apostle Paul prayed a prayer to open up the sevenfold aspect of the Holy Ghost. Once you go to walking in that, baby, you will not be stopped at no point. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Please don't think I'm talking to the other person. I'm talking to every child of God in you. You may not pray 2 hours a day. I'm talking to you too. When you find this out, you're going to pray all day long. My. You've been in Sunday school too long. You've been studying faith. Faith is elementary. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, the apostle sack them out. I need to go over there before I finish. Y'all been spiritual elementary too long. Paul said, that's why you're getting whipped all the time. That's why you're not winning like you should. You're praying and you're crying and you're singing, but you got to use your power.
Yes.
Do you know, child of God, according to Jesus in John 17, you full of glory. The same glory Jesus had, he passed it on to you. Oh, man. Man, this is too much here. Man. We're Isaiah 11, right? Somebody over here say hallelujah. Y'all got to pay for some of this anointing.
Yes.
Y'all got to say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. This anointing don't come cheap, you know. It takes time for this kind of anointing. So don't just sit there and don't pay for it. Hallelujah. Yes. Set up, you know, like you in regular service. You ain't no regular service. You got revelation coming at you. Your life is being changed right now. You'll never be the same. If you're listening, I'll tell you something so powerful. Hear what I just heard? All your problems are on their knees. You know how to put all your problems on their knees. You're designed to be free.
Yes.
You're designed to be blessed.
Yes.
You're designed to be full of joy.
Yes.
Where your joy at? I'm talking about at your house. I ain't talking about just here. All right, I'll say it, Lord. That's what I'm hearing. Everybody under the sound of my voice, Satan is taken off your back. That's what I heard. Satan is taken off your back because you've taken back what the enemy have stolen from you in the power of God's word in the power of the Holy Ghost. And you're about to be given 7 spiritual weapons to you. Seven rods of victory. Remember now, you're part of the remnant. The other 10 not going to have this. because they put everything else more important than what you're doing now. And then they're not taught properly. They're going around in circles. I got to show you that before I finish. Set you up for next week. Listen to me carefully now, because I'm talking and listening. A lot of jails doors are being opened. See, I'm not talking about physical jail down at the sheriff's office. I'm talking about jails at people's life. He said a lot of jail doors coming open right now. Things that have been holding you in bondage, you about to walk out right now. Hallelujah. Somebody talk to me. Hallelujah. Am I preaching to you?
Yeah.
Are you receiving it?
Yeah.
I don't want y'all to get this mixed up, so I'm gonna say how I want to say it. I don't want to get this mixed up. I want all the women to say I'm free.
I'm free.
And I want all the men to say I'm free.
I'm free.
All right, I don't want to get it mixed up. Because you're not free. If you're a man and think you're a woman.
Yes,
sir. All right. All right. Sit down. My trail, you and the group get ready. Y'all gonna close this out. Okay, y'all gotta sing something when I finish. Shoot. I ain't gonna let this go down like this. Y'all gotta sing. Well, yeah, y'all gotta sing something when I finish this. Got to sing something so we can do something up in here. If you're in a hurry, leave right now. Go on to your house. Go on where you're going. What? What the Holy Spirit is about to reveal to us now, my sister, he's about to reveal how to release the wholeness of the Holy Spirit in your life. And once you know how to release the wholeness of the Holy Spirit, everything against you will be wiped out. You will be hitting it from every supernatural angle. What I said? Ooh, I never heard that before. You're going to be trained to operate in the supernatural sevenfold. By faith, I want you to tell somebody right now, I got my answer. You know, you're supposed to get your answer when you come here. Yes, sir. Whatever you're dealing with, no matter how big, when you come here, you're supposed to get your answer. You ain't got to tell everybody. I just got my answer. Go on, use it, baby. Use it. Now, you know the Bible called the Word of God the sword of the Spirit. You about to find out seven ways to use the sword. So, I mean, you cutting the enemy down every time. You know. If I watch this. Sit down. Watch this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
I don't know about you, but I preach myself happy. Well, I have no Sunday school up yet this morning. It's time to graduate. You understand what I'm saying? It's time for the church to take over. COVID caught us weak. We wasn't matured enough. We listened to the doctor before you listened to the man of God. Now I got to pray for everybody. People just dropping dead. They can't explain it. You better try to be listening when I tell you something. I'm hearing from the Spirit. Fear must never override faith. I want to say something to put some hope in your life right now. Your future is bright. And anybody in here who judges me, I'm not paying you no attention. You just sit there with your judgment of self. I can't do nothing for you. I'm just taking the people who won't go. If you're not in the remnant, just sit there and be miserable. We're going somewhere. Tell somebody we're going somewhere. Now look, look it up. Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm so happy for the body of Christ. I'm so happy that the body of Christ stepping into apostolic government and prophetic government. That they're not held down just pastor, teacher, and evangelist, but now they're going into the full realm that every believer mature and say, I can handle this myself. Just teach me the word, and I'm going to apply the word myself. You want me to hear what I'm Spirit saying to me? Nobody in here dying ahead of time. You're going to live your full life. Oh! Come on now, let me read these two scriptures close. Sit down. I want you to get these manifold aspect of using the sword of the Spirit to different dimensions of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
All right? Isaiah 11 and 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. On me. The Spirit of wisdom. Now that shut every door right there. You operate in the spirit of wisdom, you shut every door Satan got. You shut every door any of your enemy got on them. You shut every door anybody trying to come against you. That door is shut because you operate in a realm that can't stop you. You've seen things that the natural eye can't see. You follow what I'm saying? Because you're operating in the spirit, the Holy Ghost. You're operating in the Holy Ghost of wisdom. Let's say it that way. You're operating in Holy Ghost wisdom. There's no higher wisdom. It's not the wisdom of men. It's the Holy Ghost wisdom is the wisdom of God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your elementary living in the spirit is over. Now that's a powerful statement. Your elementary living in the spirit is over. You're not a crybaby. And you know you got it in you. Is Jesus on the inside of you?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Well, the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you too. And guess what? Who else is there? The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. Guess what else? The glory of God is on the inside of you. Not because you're perfect, but because you accepted him and knew you wasn't perfect and knew you need help. That's how you get born again. I know I can't make it by myself. Help! That's why they call him a helper. Because I need help all the time. But he helped me with wisdom. Well, you want me to say it, Lord? I got wisdom beyond the president, beyond governors, and beyond males. Because I'm operating, you ready? In supernatural wisdom. I'm operating in a wisdom that has no limit. I'm operating in a wisdom that can't be confused. I'm operating in a wisdom that got light when darkness is all around. I'm operating in the wisdom of God. That's one aspect of my anointing. One aspect of my anointing is wisdom. I can see what eyes can't see. And I can know what a natural mind can't know. Watch me now, a natural mind can't know. Because I got another mind. I have the mind of Christ. And the mind of the Spirit. Living on the inside of me. I can thank God thought. I can thank God answer. I can thank God wisdom.
Yes.
I got insight.
Yes.
I'm being invited this morning to move into another dimension of living. I'm tired of Sunday school.
Yes.
It's time for me to live in the supernatural.
Yes.
I'm tired of concerts.
Yes.
It's time for me to live in my covenant.
Yes.
I'm a child of the living God.
Yes.
Greater
yes.
is he that's in me
yes.
than he that's in the world.
Yes.
All power is in his hand.
Yes.
I got to preach a little bit here now.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
I'm strong
yes.
in the Lord
yes.
and in the power of his might.
Yes.
I believe I put on the whole armor of God
yes.
this morning so I can stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yes.
The enemy
yes.
will not rob me anymore.
Yes.
I'm stronger
yes.
than my enemy.
Yes.
Greater is he
yes.
that's in me. And he does in the world. I heard him say it when he come out of the grave. All power is in my hand. The church still is in control. Washed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost. God's hands are upon me right now. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk in righteousness and not in rituals. I walk in the truth, and the truth shall set me free. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. Y'all gonna let me preach a little bit this morning? Hallelujah. So glad I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm walking in the path of the Lord Jesus Christ. God got his hand on me. Whoa, oh, every dry bone in my life come alive today. Hallelujah. Healing is flowing through my body right now. Help is rising in my organ right now. I got the power of God on me.
Jesus'
hand is up on me right now. I want to say glory.
Glory
to God. I'll never be the same no more. I'm a child of the living God. He's calling me up higher.
to walk in his presence, to walk in his power, to walk in his glory, to walk in his understanding, to walk in his wisdom, to walk in his joy, to walk in his peace, walk in his forgiveness, walk in his glory, walk in his grace, walk in his mercy, walk in his goodness, walk in his kindness. Called by God not to be stopped by this world. I don't care what come up. I'm moving in the blood of the Lamb. The cross have paid for me to live a redemptive life. I'm walking in the power of the cross. The power of the cross is on my life right now. Walk a little bit. Go ahead and walk a little bit. The power of the cross is on my life right now. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed coming out. Everywhere I go, the blessing of God is upon me. His hand, I say his hand is upon me right now. Glory to God. Free at last. Free at last. Good God Almighty, I'm free at last. His hand is on me right now. His glory is on me right now. Free at last. Healing is right there. There my healing is right there. There my relationship straightened out right there. My marriage is straightened out right now in Jesus' name. Whoa. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, isn't he? Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. Guess what else? I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restored my soul so he can lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, don't I walk through the valley and the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Why? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared the table before me. Come on, children, we got a table. In the presence of my enemy. Not in my head at all. Good God Almighty, in my cup. 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 My cup is running over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Tell three people nothing gonna hold me down no more. Tell three people nothing gonna hold me down no more. It's over. It's over. Nothing gonna hold me down anymore.